The Garifuna of Honduras are keenly aware of their history, being descendants of indigenous Caribbean tribes and African slaves who settled Central America's Caribbean coast. They honor their ancestors, their language, and their traditions, even as many of them have settled in the South Bronx in recent decades. There, Linda Arzu found one more reminder of her past, an ankle monitor immigration authorities had her wear after she arrived in this country without proper papers last year. That detail struck Helena Hermosa, a Spanish photographer who has been documenting the city's large Garifuna community. They compare the ankle monitor to the chains their ancestors wore as slaves, Ms. Hermosa said. It's not exactly slavery, but they are controlled. Ms. Hermosa first became aware of the Garifuna when she went to Honduras for an Irish non-governmental organization to do a documentary on land disputes. She learned from people in La Ceiba how the Garifuna faced discrimination, as well as the escalating violence that has driven many to head to the United States. These women have seen people killed right under their noses, Ms. Hermosa said. They have seen how teenagers get involved, and it becomes a vicious circle. Ms. Arzu, one of the people Ms. Hermosa spent the most time with, eventually arrived in New York after a perilous train ride to Mexico, where she was smuggled into the United States. Pregnant with twins as well as having two teenage daughters, she was alone because the twins' father abandoned her once she told him of her pregnancy. As she was here without proper documentation, immigration authorities had Ms. Arzu wear the ankle bracelet to monitor her while her case made its way through the system. Ms. Arzu and her children settled with her mother in the Bronx. Ms. Hermosa said, some estimates set the number of Garifuna in New York at 100,000. Many of them worry that their children will lose the traditions, which is why they hold events like the Miss Garifuna contest, in which young women wear traditional dresses and have to tell a story in the Garifuna language. The Garifuna culture is in danger of extinction, Ms. Hermosa said. But they are doing all they can to preserve the traditions to inspire their young people. Indeed, their blend of cultures puts the Garifuna in an odd situation in this country, where authorities see them as Latino because of their country of origin. What do you do when you have to check a box that says you are Black, Latino, or other? Ms. Hermosa said. They are something more, Garifuna.